So we got to stop thinking, and we have to stop thinking of ourselves as we thought before in the past. You know, we have thought it was humility to dumb ourselves down and not talk much about what we can do and what God gave us and that kind of thing. Because people say we brag, and no, we don't do it arrogantly. So many of us missed it when Dr. Freeman was here, 2009. And he talked about how God had blessed him, how God had blessed his family, how God had blessed his ministry, and how God had blessed us. And I remember one person in particular. I don't like him. He's just too arrogant. And that person still where they were. And Dr. Freeman going on about his business. Let's take hold of the word. We're not arrogant, but we take hold of what God says. And we do what God says. And we never think that God cannot do what he said he will do, far beyond anything that we can ask or think or even imagine, because he's God. And he's raised us up to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. But still, we can just see so far. But we know it's farther and more in him. And so we seek him, and we seek him, and we keep seeking his face daily, hourly, taking hold of him. Not being idle, not being lazy, but taking hold of the word. I meant to bring my Bible with all that duct tape on it. Getting into that word, studying that word, putting it in my heart, making it a treasure, something that I value. This ring right here. The ladies gave it to me many years ago. I value it. I've lost diamonds out of it 2 or 3 times, gone back and had it fixed. I value it. It would hurt my heart if I lost it. Amen? Remember my wedding ring the children gave us for our 50th wedding anniversary. And I remember now, I hit this thing right here, knocked that diamond out. God was so gracious and good. And somebody said, it might not mean anything to you, but it meant a lot to me. I searched all around First Church. I searched all around here. And I said, Lord, I had declared and determined that I was going to find it. And I came, Bishop said, is that your diamond? Now, I don't know why I didn't get it come then. I thought, after then, I said, girl, you're kind of foolish. You should have gone right then as to see. And I even forgot it. So I come the next day, I look up here, and it's not there. But I said, I'm finding it. I looked, and there it was on the floor. But what I'm saying, it's valuable to me. The word of God has to be the most valuable thing in your life. The love of God, the joy of God, obeying God beyond anything. So when you get to heaven, you won't have to tuck tail and try here trying to find, well, I got you a little square right there, so to speak. Because you did get in, but that's all. No, hallelujah. I think I'm done. Lord, am I done? But he wanted us to remind you of who we are. Teach your children who we are. Let them know. You know, some come and they'll go out because God will call them out. But some are just stuck. They will never leave. Some are stuck. They'll never leave because that's the way God sent it. That's the way he planned. Of course, some got unstuck because they wanted to leave. We're not worried about that. What did he say? Many are coming back. Some already did. Some already did. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're your children. We're Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church. Those that are watching are part of the body of Christ, whether they're a member of this church or not. Those who are lost, oh, Father God, we call them into the kingdom that they will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that you raised him from the dead. Make him Lord of their life and be born again in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word that's going forth tonight. It will not come back void. It will be a shaking for our lifestyles, for our thinking and our doing. And we'll rise up another notch. We'll come up another notch above where we are, and we'll keep rising and rising until we're comfortable in the place you've seated us in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, having lack of nothing, having every need supplied. being able to have an abundance of finances, an abundance of joy and peace and love to the extent that we can share with others. So on fire and anointed by the power of God that we can just speak the word and people are healed and set free. We can just pray the prayer and the sinner will be restless in his or her sin. And they'll come seeking to find out, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, Lord, that we'll be that church that they heard about, like they heard about Jesus. And wherever he was, the crowds showed up. For that's what you call us to be. That's what you call us to do. That every member finds his or her place and fills that place to the fullest, to the very best of their God-given ability, our God-given ability, that nothing is missing, nothing is broken, nothing is lacking. We move forward in your name, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands toward Bishop. Father, we thank you for him, for the vision that you've given to him, the joy and the peace and the strength you've given him, the wisdom that you've given him, and all else that you've given him, that he may know in his heart that he's healed from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He's rich beyond measure. He has joy. He's anointed. And demons run at the very at his very presence. And people are healed and set free because of what you called him to do. In the name of Jesus. And members will begin to let him know, we love you, Bishop. We appreciate you, Bishop. And we value you. And we thank you for him, Lord, as a leader of this ministry and this church. In Jesus' name, amen. I almost said, thank you for his beautiful wife. I didn't say that. Let's receive. I'm thinking he's over there and I'm pointing over there. You want me to take the offering and you're coming. All right.
Can we say praise the Lord? Say it again. We have only just begun. Thank you for that powerful word. Should inspire us and encourage us that it's time to take off running. Amen. I know y'all didn't respond too well with that. It's time for us to take off and start running. You know, and see, we'll see the rest of y'all there sitting there, y'all are smiling. It's all just sitting there. I said, it's all just sitting there. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. You remember. I'm serious, y'all. It just ought to sit there. If you were able to do it, it'll never get done. Hallelujah. While you're running. Hallelujah. Hey. When you get through running, I want to tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fire in your bone. Fire in your bone. Fire in your bone. Fire in your bone. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.